Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast, Season 6.5. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Why Season 6.5? Because this month, during the month of July, my fellow Americans, I'm going to help you with one tip each and every day to help you save money on your prescription drugs. This mini-series for Season 6.5 is entitled Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs. Hey everybody, Erin Albert. It is our last full week for Season 6.5, Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs, right here in the U.S. of A. Today's episode is going to be super important for those who have no insurance. And unfortunately, those without insurance, there's millions of Americans that have zero healthcare insurance. Today's episode is just for you. We're going to talk about specialty drug patient assistance programs, or PAPs. That's coming up next. Before we get started on today's show, I wanted to give you a free offer from yours truly. First of all, thank you so much to everybody who has reached out since I joined CostPlusDrugs.com and Mark Cuban's Cost Plus Drugs. I have been overwhelmed by questions around the career development portion of how I got to where I am today with Mark Cuban Cost Plus. So I wish I had time to address everyone's questions. I just have been swamped. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm also experimenting right now with the new LinkedIn Live audio features as a creator. So I thought I'd combine my overwhelm in trying to address all the questions that a lot of folks have around pharmacy and career development. And I wanted to combine it with the experiment of trying my first LinkedIn audio event. So I've combined forces, and on Saturday, August 6th at noon Eastern time, I'm going to hold a LinkedIn audio session, Ask Me Anything About Career. Now, of course, I'm going to have some guardrails around that. I can't talk about things that are proprietary, of course. I can't give any kind of pharmacy or legal advice or medical advice, obviously. But what I can do is address your pharmacy career questions if you have specific questions. Now, I know those of you that are here to enjoy the ways to save on your prescription drugs might not be as relevant to the discussion around career development in pharmacy. But for those of my loyal fans who have always listened to the podcast, I wanted to give you a sneak peek and an invitation from me personally to go over to LinkedIn.com and sign up for this live audio event. It'll be inaugural for me. And I'll admit it, it might not work, but we're going to try it. Again, Saturday, August 6th, 12 noon Eastern. We're going to have it for 30 minutes. If you do decide to join up and listen in, I would ask that you could please send me your questions privately before the audio event so I can address as many questions as possible during our time together. All right, back to the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been such a pleasure rolling out this series for you this month of July, our month of independence right here in the United States of America, helping you find better ways to save on your prescription drugs. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Full-time day job, in full disclosure, I work for Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. But my passion and my calling is in pharmacy. I am here to help. So today's episode is really important for those patients, the millions of Americans that have absolutely no healthcare insurance, or some commercial healthcare plans don't cover a lot of the drugs that we're going to talk about today, and those are specialty drugs. So I'm sure you've heard a lot about specialty drugs. Just watch your nightly news, because most of those commercials with drug companies and drugs are actually specialty drugs. The number one biggest spend on any commercial plan for commercial plans that actually do cover specialty drugs in the past couple of years has been a product called Humira. Humira is used for a bunch of different inflammatory disorders like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or any kind of rheumatoid arthritis is just a few examples. It has multiple indications or uses actually. But the tricky part with Humira is that it's expensive. We're talking thousands of dollars per month for this drug. Specialty drugs are those drugs that are high touch, meaning that you may have to have very close clinical monitoring with your physician or your healthcare provider. They might be refrigerated. They're probably injected, although you can take some of them orally as well. They're just expensive too. The American Pharmacists Association actually puts a dollar figure, or did at one point, on specialty drugs of $10,000 or more. And unfortunately, a lot of these specialty drugs that are coming out, orphan drugs, gene therapies, cellular therapies, orphan drugs being those drugs that are used for very rare conditions in the U.S. where there's fewer than 200,000 patients suffering from that disorder, the price of those drugs tends to be about 25 times higher than commercially available drugs that are not specialty drugs or orphan drugs, as an example. So specialty drugs, you usually know if you're on a specialty drug because the price tags can be staggering. Okay. But Erin's here to help you today if you don't have insurance and you need to be on one of these high-cost specialty drugs. So the manufacturers over the past couple of years have put together what we call patient assistance programs or patient advocacy programs, whereby a patient can apply to the manufacturer to potentially get free drug to the individual patient based upon the household income of the patient in question. These programs run based upon a percentage of the federal poverty level, and every drug program, every manufacturer is going to have a different threshold on what federal poverty levels need to be at or under in order for the patient to qualify for free drug. If you've never heard of the federal poverty level, you can go out and just Google it, and it changes every year. So federal poverty level 2022 in the 48 contiguous states and the District of Columbia for a one-person household or family is $13,590. And for every person that you add on in the household, that federal poverty level could go up. So for example, a two-member household in 2022, that federal poverty level is $18,310. And so what the patient assistance programs do is they calculate what kind of threshold of income or percentage markup of federal poverty level a patient would qualify for free drug. Usually the drugs are at a 400% of federal poverty level or lower for the income of the patient. However, when you get into things like oncology or cancer drugs, that federal poverty level threshold is actually increased. It could be as much as 600 or 700% of household income relative to federal poverty level, and the patient could potentially still qualify to get that drug for free. So the tricky part, and in full disclosure with these patient advocacy or patient assistance programs, is you have to show proof of your household income. And that usually comes in the form of handing over your tax records or your tax return. Now, a lot of people get really uncomfortable with that for a lot of good reasons. However, if you or a family member simply just doesn't have any coverage for those high-dollar specialty drugs, orphan drugs, gene therapies, cellular therapies, it might be the only potential way that you can get access to that drug for free. I am a fan of these programs simply because there are millions of Americans out there who have no healthcare insurance. There are also commercial plans that simply cannot afford to cover a $2 or $3 million therapy. And believe it or not, there is a therapy on the market. Its wholesale acquisition cost now is $2.7 million. So a smaller self-funded employer with commercial insurance offering to their employees with maybe fewer than 50 employees, for example, maybe can't afford a $2 million plus hit on their claims over and over again. It would bankrupt them. Now, I don't want to get into the weeds of things like stop loss or reinsurance, but commercial self-funded plans do get some type of insurance to cover those shock claims. But what's really challenging is sometimes when a patient gets one of those really high-cost therapies, they may need it again. And what the reinsurers will do is they do what we call lasering out that individual, meaning that the company is on the hook to pay for that entire patient's drug regimen moving forward. So it can be very tricky for smaller employers as to whether or not they can even afford covering some of these therapies now, because if they got that $2 million hit, they'd have to close their business. And I understand that, especially coming from the benefits world in the past. So I am grateful that patient advocacy and patient assistance programs exist. The other challenge associated with these programs, and by the way, a lot of them are listed in sites and resources that you can check about patient advocacy or assistance programs over on our little tracker that we put together for you. All you have to do is click on the link in show notes, and I'll give you permission to take a look at it. There are companies now and healthcare advocates that will help advocate on your behalf with these programs. It's a whole cottage industry of professionals who help. Sometimes they work in doctor's offices and do the advocacy out of the doctor's office. Sometimes they are independent third-party companies. They make me a little bit nervous sometimes, especially if they don't have any clinical or pharmacy staff on board to help with that, because you kind of need to know the clinical nuances of a therapy, in my opinion, before you go after free drug potentially. But anyway, all of those disclaimers aside, the first place to start to check and see if your drug or therapy even has a patient advocacy or assistance program is the website needymeds.org. And I can't remember if I brought it up yet on this podcast miniseries. I talk about it all the time because it's a great resource. Free resource. You can go to needymeds.org, type in the name of your drug. For purposes here today, and as example, you type in Humira. You'll see whether or not it has a drug copay coupon. And remember, we already talked about those back a few episodes. Those coupons are for people that have healthcare insurance that need to get their copays down. That's not what we're looking for here. What we're looking for here is a patient assistance or advocacy program. Totally different monster. So if you find the advocacy or assistance program, it usually leads you to another website back at the manufacturer's site where you have to follow a very strict criteria and submit proof of income in order to potentially get that drug for free. Every manufacturer and every drug PAP program, they're all going to be different. They're all going to have different federal poverty percentage levels. They're all going to have different requirements by which you have to submit paperwork for. These sometimes can be found on oncology drugs that are only usually over in your doctor's office where they infuse those drugs. So don't just think about these patient advocacy or assistance programs for drugs that are in the pharmacy benefit, but they could also be a drug that, for example, in oncology or cancer, that you're getting infused at your doctor's office. There are PAP programs for those drugs as well. Also, sometimes it's better to hire an advocate that can help you navigate this very tricky area of pharmacy benefits to help you get those free drugs. And what I've done for you is listed some of the advocacy organizations that I'm aware of that either help plans that have excluded drugs altogether as categories and want to help their members still try to get them, or you can hire them as an individual to try to get a discounted free drug program for a patient. And they usually charge either a percentage of shared savings, or they sometimes could even charge you a flat fee and a percentage, or just a flat monthly fee. It all depends on the organization and how they are structured and whether or not they'll work with individual patients or plans or both. We have one example that I'm going to give you that's based here in Indianapolis, where I am, here in the Midwest. It's called RX Help Centers, and it isn't a pharmacy. It's just strictly an advocacy organization. And I do believe this one will work with plans, but it also works potentially with individual patients as well. And you got to do your homework. You got to look at their websites, find out, you know, what services they offer. There's also an association called NAMAPA. And NAMAPA is an organization of healthcare professionals that are also involved in advocacy programs. I'm going to stick NAMAPA on the list of resources for you as well. They do a healthcare advocacy conference every year. And I have an old episode with one of the co-founders of NAMAPA, and I will be sure to put it in the links in the show notes here for you for this episode, so you can go back and listen to a nurse advocate. Her name is Elizabeth Johnson, and she did a great job in developing this whole organization that helps patients through clinical people get connected to lower cost solutions for their drugs. Advocacy organizations, patient advocacy programs, patient assistance programs. These are what we're talking about today. They can literally be lifesavers, especially if you have no healthcare insurance and you are prescribed a $100,000, $10,000 a month therapy. They are also tricky to navigate, and you do have to turn over quite a bit of paperwork in order to get these free drugs. But at the end of the day, it might just be worth all the hassle. So please go over to the tracker, request it if you don't have a copy yet, and you can look at it. There are several patient assistance program sites that I've put on here for you, and I've also listed several of the advocacy organizations that I'm aware of that you can check out. Every program is going to be different. Every drugs patient advocacy or assistance program is going to be different. And frankly, you just have to do your homework. The beautiful thing now is you can do a lot of this research online on the internet. Google is your friend, but it takes a little bit of homework and investigation to do right. And then you have to be willing to submit more information on your household and your income as well. Not for everybody, but again, it can be a lifesaver. Patient advocacy and assistance programs, or PAPs. That's our topic for today. I hope you found this helpful. If you have questions, comments, you love the series, you think I missed something, feel free to tweet me over at Twitter at Erin L. Albert. I'm also over at LinkedIn. LinkedIn is more my jam. You can always reach out to me there as well. Full disclosure, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs, we don't have any patient advocacy programs because we don't have any specialty drugs yet either, or branded drugs for that matter. We're just at the generic drug level right now. Now, TBD on that. But for now, we're just working in generic drugs. That's all I've got for today. Don't worry, we're not done yet. Oh, no, we're not done yet. I've got a lot more ways for you to save. I'll be back again soon with another episode. Until then, take care. By the way, if you are a human resources expert, I'm sure you're probably already attending HR Indiana 2022, but if you also have a passion for understanding these high-cost specialty drugs, particularly orphan drugs, gene therapies, cellular therapies, I'll be at HR Indiana 2022 giving a talk called The $6 Million Claim. Are you one claim away from disaster? In this session, I'll be talking about these patient advocacy and assistance programs, but more importantly, talking about what's yet to come from the Food and Drug Administration in the next couple of years when it comes to high dollar specialty drugs, orphan drugs, gene therapies, and cellular therapies. And friends, we are not that far away from the actual $6 million claim today. So please join me right here in my hometown of Indianapolis, HR Indiana 2022. The website is hrindianashrm.org. Check it out over there. You can register online. We've got some great keynote speakers that'll be there as well. I will see you there August 29th through 31st in Indianapolis. Take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Edutainer Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Season 6.5, be sure to connect with me over at LinkedIn. I'm at Erin L. Albert there, or you can connect with us on Twitter. My handle there is Erin L. Albert as well. Be sure, last but not least, to check out my current employer, Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. Our website there is costplusdrugs.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.